The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the guest hotline right now, our buddy Jody McDonald from Philadelphia. Jody Mack covers the Eagles, and he's going to help us scout the opponent. Jody Mack, WIP, you can hear him in Philadelphia. Of course, you've heard him many, many times on this station as part of his work on the Infinity Sports Network. Jody Mack, welcome to DC via the radio. How are you, buddy?
Always a pleasure to hop on with you, Grant, Danny. Looking forward to talking to you, bud.
Let's talk about this Eagles team. It seems like they're playing their best football here of late after kind of a treading water start without A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith was hurt, some other injuries. Looks like they're hitting the gas now.
They really have, and Nick Sirianni has taken some grief here in town. He's done some things that made people scratch their head, but you always talk about what adjustments are going to be made. What are you going to change? What are you going to do right? What are you going to, when something goes wrong, how are you going to fix it? Eagles are 5-0 since the bye. They got that bye really early in the year, earlier than I thought would be good for them, but with the results the way they've turned out, I guess it was perfectly timed. But they haven't lost since the bye. They've ripped off five straight, won a bunch by 20 points or more, and Nick Sirianni still doesn't get credit for it, that he brought them together during the bye, and they have fixed what they needed. So they are a vastly improved team from the one who went 2-2 in the first month of the season.
Jody Mack, one of the huge differences has been how Jalen Hurts is playing. 16 touchdowns combined, 8 throwing, 8 running. And one interception in these five games since the bye. He's the hottest quarterback in the league. I saw a stat that he could become just the second quarterback ever, I think with Mahomes, to go 6 straight games with a quarterback rating of 115 or higher if he has another banner game this weekend. What's clicked for him?
And you mentioned the passer rating, which has been outstanding, and the numbers you just threw out certainly dictate that. I said on both my national show down on you guys' station and on WIP on Monday night, the thing that is getting underplayed, both here in Philadelphia and nationally, is Jalen Hurts' ability to run the ball. Certain people just dismiss the tush-push, anybody could do it. Well, if anybody could do it, why don't other teams do it, like the Eagles, or as often as the Eagles, or down on the 2-yard line, push it into the end zone, as the Eagles do? He ran for 2 more last week. He's now got 51 for his career. There's only 2 quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League who have more rushing touchdowns. Cam Newton, who's up in the 70s, and Josh Allen, who's a couple of games, a couple of TDs ahead of him, but has played 30 more games. So Jalen Hurts right now, with his ability to run the football, is looking like he could be the most effective running quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Nobody is talking about that. They just know he takes his time every once in a while, too much time. He got sacked 5 times against the Cowboys in the first half, mostly because he tried to hold on to the ball too long and wait till his guy got open and make a big play. So he's not a perfect quarterback, but when he's got time, when his guys get separation, he delivers the football. If it breaks down, he can make a play with his legs. he's jumping back into the MVP conversation as of right now.
Yeah, to your point, Jody Mack, 10 rushing touchdowns in 9 games for Hurts, just eye-popping type numbers. Another guy that's run the ball pretty well, I would say, is Saquon Barkley, who has feasted here against Washington over the years. Just what kind of differences has he made? I think I already know the answer, but want to hear from you.
Pretty darn and large. It sets up everything. If you run the football, then you can pass the football, and defense can't cheat. Go ahead and try and bring guys up to the box. Then Hurts goes over the top and he beats you. Howie Roseman was questioned. There were prying eyes when the Eagles, after never, and I mean never, spending money at the running back position, all of a sudden jumped into the fray and were willing to pay him top dollar to come. I'd say they've gotten their investment back and then some. He's been great at both the running and the passing game, and he's better than the other Eagle running backs at picking up blocks when he does stay in very infrequently on an extra passing play. He's been a great fit in the locker room. Give Howie Roseman the credit for that one, because he kind of changed his modus operandi to spend big for a back. He thought Barkley could do what he's done so far and make the passing game that much more efficient. And yeah, the last 5 games, the combination of both the run and the pass have been great for the Eagles.
Jody McDonald works in Philly, joining us on Grant and Danny. We're getting the lowdown on the Eagles ahead of tomorrow's game with Philadelphia. How about this defense? How much credit should I give them for being really good? They've been awesome over 5 games, number 1 in yards, number 1 in points, but they have not played anybody. And we know all about that because Washington hadn't played, or I shouldn't say hasn't beaten anybody either. But, I mean, the teams that they have shut down, and now everyone's saying Vic Fangio's defense is one of the best in the league, we're talking about a 13-35 record over these 5 games. So how real is it?
I saw a great stat I don't have in front of me, but you guys know it. The record of the teams the Eagles have beaten so far is 22-45, and people, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. But the record, the teams that the Commanders have beaten is 23-45. So they're almost identical. So both have played a comparable schedule to this point, and the Eagles are a half game ahead just because they played one less game than the Commanders. I think these are two very evenly matched teams coming into the game. Yes, the defense has been better than expected. That's for damn sure, even if the opponents haven't been good. But they kept Joe Burrow in check, who's one of the best passing quarterbacks in the league. They faced a couple of guys that, yeah, you wouldn't put on your resume as, hey, we shut him down. But the youth that they've added in the secondary have stepped right in, Mitchell and DeGene, and been phenomenal. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, they needed his veteran leadership in the back end of that defense, and he comes right back in and fits like a glove. So the secondary has been a key. The defensive line is getting enough pressure. Not as much as they previously did under Gannon when he was the DC, but you've seen Fangio go to a blitz every once in a while, which is not what usually happens with a Fangio defense. Everybody copies Fangio's defense, and it doesn't usually include blitzing, but he's got two linebackers that he thinks play very well coming downhill in Vaughn and N'Kobe Dean. So the Eagles will come after Jaden Daniels, and they'll come from hopefully a spot for the Eagles' sake, but they don't know where they're coming from. But their defensive line has been solid against the run. They just haven't created a ton of pass pressure, but the Eagles have been able to get that elsewhere.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you touched on where I wanted to go here, Jody Mack. And just looking at this defense, a couple years ago, they set the modern record for sacks. They were unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Then dropped off a bit last year. This year, they're middle of the pack, but there's, you know, I think the dominant pass rushers that, you know, were available in free agency, like Bryce Huff is, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, but a relative disappointment in terms of his production. Josh Sweat, I think, has been pretty solid. But to go into that a little bit, where their pressures are coming from, and if it's something that, you know, more has to be committed, maybe against a good offense might be able to take advantage of that, like that push and pull there.
They are, as you just pointed out, compared to 2022, not near as good. Compared to last year, slightly better. And I think it's because of the aggressive nature of Vic Fangio and the way that he's pushed the buttons and been bringing guys from outside just the down four. The Eagles will run a lot of five-man fronts, and that some people consider a blitz, others don't. I think anything fast four means the blitz, and they go to five men up front. That's why they've been pretty good against the run. They have confidence in their secondary. You have to have confidence in your secondary if you're going to commit an extra guy to the front, and they have. So if it's Bourne coming up and playing on the line or N'Kobe Dean coming up and playing on the line, those guys are getting there, and they've played very well coming downhill, and it's been the best linebacker play. Even when they went to the Super Bowl in 2022, Edwards was a great tackler, and Kaiser White was a good, solid guy who did what was asked of him. Bourne and Dean have been bigger playmakers than the Eagles have had at linebacker. Shoot, you might have to go back to Jeremiah Trotter to find a pair. Now, it's only 9 games in, so I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame just yet, but this is the best linebacker play the Eagles have gotten in a long time.
Well, to tell you how long of a time it's been, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is on the Eagles right now. So it's been a little while.
It's been a minute.
Jody,
and I thought he was going to play this year, but he can't get on the field because Dean and Vaughn have been as good as they have.
He was a baller in college. He'll be good eventually for them, I'm sure. Jody McDonald with us here on Grant and Danny. So the area that I'm most worried about, and I just want to get your perspective on, we were hoping Marshawn Lattimore was going to play because Washington secondary against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith feels like a massive problem and a huge mismatch, and the only way to win might be shootout at that point. Is mm-hmm. Devontae Smith going to go, first of all? I know he's on the injury report again with a hamstring. And then second, do you think there's a path to Washington defending those two guys in the Eagles passing game without Lattimore?
Well, I was going to ask you because I don't know. I should know, but you'll tell me. Thank you very much. Is Lattimore not playing because he's just not physically up to it or because they want to make sure he's 100% into the scheme by the time they put him on the floor?
No, his hamstring. He's still not practicing at all, Jody.
Yeah, it's hammy.
Hammy.
Okay, so he's not even going to be out there. Is there a chance he plays next week? He's got 10 days before their next game. When are they expecting him back?
We have not heard, but I would hope so. I mean, they traded for him, as you said. There was thought. We had people on from New Orleans the day of the trade who thought it was a Devontae Adams hamstring.
Like it would be cured by a time zone change?
The time zone okay. change would make it feel better. But that obviously did not happen, as he's now missed 2 games. So the easy answer is we're hoping he plays next week, but we have no idea.
Fair enough. The Eagles probably, at least what I heard from my source this morning, it's more precautionary. They're not making it up with Devontae. He's feeling the pinch, but if he hasn't done anything by the time the game rolls around tomorrow, I think he's going to be fine. I know he's going to play. I know he's going to start, but the question is, will he be able to go at 100%? That I don't think anybody will know until the game actually gets underway. But he's going to play, and yes, the secondary sons, Marshawn Lattimore, will be severely tested tomorrow. I think the Eagles will be looking to throw the ball, and you're right, it could turn into a shootout game.
Is there an area where they've kind of been able to get away with it against bad opponents? So just think of the comp here for Washington. As they're beating Carolina or Cleveland, who wasn't competitive and things like that, they didn't really need kind of that baller at receiver opposite Terry McLaurin. Going up against a good defense like Pittsburgh, it felt a couple times like maybe they did. Is there an area like that for Philadelphia where they haven't needed anything yet because they've been beaten up on bad teams that maybe when they play a good team, that might be something that they're lacking?
Here's the only thing out, because they're, as I said, red hot, 5 in a row, doing everything right, checking all the boxes. Here's the one that I still question just a little bit. Not only have the opponents not been great coming in with beaten records and like, but nobody's jumped out and gotten a lead on them. Nobody has put the pressure of having to be making decisions as to what the other team's going to do. When you're ahead, defenses believe they can dictate terms. You call whatever play you want, we're going to have a defense for it. But when you're behind, it gets a little bit tougher. Fangio hasn't been tasked to figure out a way to maybe get the Eagles doing something different because of the scoreboard. Last week, Dallas, they get ahead. They get all those turnovers rushing downhill. It just was easy. But they haven't played. So if you were asking me from a commander standpoint, what would be the best way to handle the game? Get up by 10 points or 14, 13 points, 14 points. Then the Eagle defense will be tested differently.
Jody Mack, ladies and gentlemen, does a great job talking all things Philly sports in Philadelphia. You can hear him on the Infinity Sports Network nationally, including here on The Fan in D.C. Thank you, buddy. It's been great catching up. Next time we chat, hopefully we will be ready for baseball season. And maybe the Nats will be relevant enough that you and I can talk baseball more often soon enough.
Either way, my friend, I'm up for it. If you need me back on when the Eagles and the Commanders play again down in your house, I'll surely come on with you again.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
There's Jody Mack with us on Grant and Danny scouting the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.